Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to remind you that we are helping people achieve the American dream of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist low to moderate income families reach the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission at REACH is placing families in a home, not just a house. You can visit our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Or you can call us on our toll-free number at 855-487-3224. Coming up on today's show, we'll take a look at bankruptcy from the state's point of view and how to clobber those pesky ants when they invade your home. We'll examine what causes families to break up after foreclosure, and of course, we have the best housing and counseling experts on the show today here to assist you in achieving the American dream of home ownership. A little later in the show, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week, and we'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's headlines with Reach Radio's news director, Matt Morg. Mort ages. Mort, I understand you're mad today.
I'm mad. You'll see. Wait till the Mort minute at the end of the show, and you'll see how mad I am.
We can't wait. What's up with the headlines?
Okay, here's the headlines for today. The U.S. government, it warns lenders on foreclosure practices. The next one is foreclosures stall across Florida in the wake of the new foreclosure laws. Next one is a man left with nothing, all because he didn't pay a bill. And the last one is, according to the appeals court, borrowers can sue Wells Fargo over mortgage modifications. Details of these stories at the bottom of the hour. And for all those fasting today, good luck. That's the news headlines.
Yes, and I'm not one of them. I can't do that. I tried. Mort, I know you're mad today. And folks, stay around to the end of the hour and listen to Mort's mad rant. He has some pretty good points to make. So, coming up next, Juliana Frank shares information about different types of bankruptcy law. After that, Lisa Bond takes aim at the ants. Not the aunts, but the ants. Then our special guest has some eye-opening information about keeping your family intact. So stay with us. We'll be right around the corner watching all the girls go by.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, here to remind you that today, Reach offers its newest homeowner class from FHA. This is a new class, folks, just released by FHA, and Reach is the only one that has it right now. So if you're looking for a home, you're tired of paying rent, look no further than Reach. We say you can be a homeowner again, even if the threat of foreclosure is lingering over your dreams of home ownership. After all the problems with your job, your health, your unplanned loss of income, or even the loss of your home, FHA has a new plan, one that will help you get into your own home, even if you've been turned down before. Here's the first step. You need to document your situation. Learn how to do that and much, much more by attending this special one-hour educational class from Reach. They are HUD-approved educators, and with FHA's guidance, you can be in your new home before you know it. That's right, no more waiting 2 or 3 years. FHA is the grandfather of all housing insured loans, and they're at it again. They're helping you stabilize your family, your community, and your life. Call Reach today and sign up for this valuable FHA-approved home ownership class. Their toll-free number is 855-487-3224. Give that to you one more time. It's toll-free. It's 855-487-3224. We invite you to meet the good folks at Reach today at 2 o'clock. The first class started at 10 o'clock, so you're going to have to go for the 2 o'clock class. And you can complete this free examination of this new exciting program. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Look for that great big Reach sign hanging atop of Suite 112. So if you're looking for home ownership, this is the program for you. The waiting game is over. Your dreams are within reach again. So call Reach right now, the toll-free number, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator, or you'll be hanging in the Twilight Zone. You don't want to be there. Reach holds these FHA's classes at least once a month, so if you miss the first class, don't worry about it. Call Reach, and they'll schedule one for you. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Our first guest is the senior shareholder in Frank White Boyd Law Firm. Her practice exclusively concentrates in bankruptcy law and financial distress. She is one of the less than 200 attorneys in the United States who are nationally certified by the American Board of Certification in both consumer and business bankruptcy. Julianne Frank, welcome to Reach Radio.
Alan, thank you. Nice to be here.
Thank you for joining us on this Saturday. We know you had to go a little bit out of your way to get here, and we do appreciate you coming in. So let me ask you this. How long have you been representing clients on the road to financial disaster?
Without having to admit too much about my age, Alan, I'm now entering the 33rd year of doing this kind of work.
That's a lot of experience and knowledge right there, huh?
Yeah, long road, but a very satisfying one because, you think that you're doing some good along the way.
Right, and I guess we can use that old cliche, you have seen it all.
Yeah, I mean, if we had a two-hour radio show, I'd share some of those long stories.
That's what I thought. Well, you know what keyed my interest in the first point was that you went at it with the IRS. Now, that takes a lot of a nerve to go up against an agency like that, and your cases had some change in the way we look at law and bankruptcy law, right? Can you explain some of those?
Sure. There are so many twists and turns in the bankruptcy law, and as complicated as it was before 2005, Congress saw fit after 10 or 12 years of haggling about it to completely throw out the bankruptcy code and basically rewrite it from scratch. And so if you thought you knew anything about it up to that point, you realized quickly that you didn't. And there are so many open areas of law that require, interpretation and that the courts haven't settled on even since 2005, that you're in a position when you're in this kind of practice where you're constantly having to reinvent the wheel.
Exactly. I have a friend of mine who actually – he said he was bored, so he read the entire tax code. It was like 1,700 pages. And he said, if you thought I was bored before I started, when I was done, it was even worse. What's the tax code law like? Is that a lot of pages? Or?
I've seen the tax code, Alan. That's not really my forte. the bankruptcy code is not quite as thick as the Internal Revenue Code, but it's probably just as poorly written. So, it takes a little bit of experience to navigate your way around that kind of stuff.
And I love the way you think. Just for simplicity of discussion, now bankruptcy, everybody knows what it is. I'm at the end, so I go bankrupt. But there's a legal way of describing. Is the legal term for bankruptcy different than what Webster might have?
Well, you often hear lay people saying, I'm bankrupt, which in their mind means, they're out of money or they're losing their assets, which isn't really what that term means. I mean, that is a term that is not really a term of art. It is a scientific term. It means that, in fact, you have pulled the trigger on entering into a particular realm of federal law that says, in fact, you now get to carry around the sticker that says you are part of that system.
We refer to it as the Twilight Zone, which is probably what it is. And, you know, before that, and I don't want to get into this in detail, but just a little bit so that folks know, we're not a debtor's nation. There are a few nations here that you don't pay your bills, they throw you in jail. So didn't most of our bankruptcy code evolve from that attitude?
It did. Actually, the word bankruptcy, Alan, comes from an Italian phrase, bancarotta, which meant to hit someone about the head with a bench. And in fact, in Renaissance Italy, that's what they would do with people who didn't repay their debts. They would physically, you know, batter them with a bench. And here we are stuck with that term and slightly anglicized version of it anyway.
Right. And if I understand it correctly, when you went to jail for that, that's just where you were until the debt was paid. And there wasn't anything you could do to work it off. It had to be someone on the outside to work off your debt and get you out of jail. And that would be a good reason to stay good friends with your wife, right?
Yeah, that is right. And interestingly, it hasn't been that long in the universal scheme of things. You know, we didn't have bankruptcy law formalized in this country till 1898. So it was anybody's game up to that point as to what would happen to you if you didn't repay your debt.
Wow, just a little over 100 years ago.
That's right.
That was it. Wow. Well, I don't think there was a big need for money way back in the there probably was, but for the average guy, you know, get three meals and a horse and I'm ready to go, right? So, you know, you've worked with a corporate and personal bankruptcy, and they have to be different. What's the main differences between the corporate and the personal bankruptcy?
Corporate or business bankruptcy is really kind of a different animal. You know, there you're dealing with enterprises that are experiencing the kind of distress that's putting them in a place where they're not able to function efficiently as a business. Typically, when you're dealing with individuals, you're basically seeking a way to kind of extricate them from the morass they're in and just pat them on the back and let them head off down the sunset unsaddled. Most corporate business bankruptcy, you're trying to actually keep them in business and save them.
Right, right. So if you're a regular person heading down the road, you just go ahead and go. Not much you can do to get away from it. Wow. What's the biggest psychological hurdle for people facing financial problems?
You know, there is probably very little stress that causes more emotional problems than financial distress. You know, it can cause rifts in families. It breaks up business relationships. It breaks up marriages. So people who are experiencing those kind of things, then when they're trying to decide to do something about it, have to add to the mix the fact that to expose themselves is going to be humiliating.
Right.
So we find that the biggest hurdle for these people psychologically is just making that commitment that they've got to do something about this problem, and so they're just going to have to, you know, put their ego aside and face up to it.
I think my good buddy Dale Earnhardt said one time, you just have to suck it up and take it, that's all. Are there any alternatives to bankruptcy? I mean, speaking legally now, I mean, there's a lot of alternatives. You can just leave, but what about
you mean run away? Other than run away,
yeah. Other than run away, yeah. Are there any other alternatives to bankruptcy?
There are, Alan, and you know what we kind of pride ourselves on in our firm is that when somebody walks through our door, we're not telling them, okay, we heard that you're in trouble. Here, sign this form. You're bankrupt. You know, we try to find solutions, alternative solutions, ways to work things out. We have kind of specialized programs and modalities that allow us to interact with creditors that, you know, most lay institutions wouldn't understand. And in an effort, you know, in very many cases to try to resolve these issues without having to go to the drastic measure of bankruptcy.
Sure. So if you're a good negotiator, then you might be able to avoid bankruptcy. We're speaking with Julianne Frank. She is the senior partner and shareholder in Frank White Boyd Law Firm. Her practice exclusively concentrates in bankruptcy law and financial distress planning. So if you have a question that you would like to ask, you could call our toll-free number at the studio. It's 1-800-889-0267. Give her a call and say hi if you have a question you want to talk about. Let me ask you this, Julianne. What are the three top signs that business owners normally ignore? I mean, you have to, you know, Stevie Wonder could see a bankruptcy coming if you're in business. You know what you're doing. So what are the signs to help avoid that?
Well, you would think that that's true, Alan, but you would be shocked how often it is that there has to be some kind of drastic anvil falling from the sky to a lot of business owners landing on their head before they get it, that they're in trouble. A professor once said to me in law school, there's no such thing as a business that's breaking even. They're either losing money or they're making money.
I like that.
And you'd be really amazed how many business owners aren't really sure which of those categories they're falling in. So we find that the three categories that typify a business in distress are, you know, the owner's not taking home his money anymore, so he's working for free. Even more drastically, he's not only not taking home money, he's putting money into the business to try to keep it afloat. You know, and then, of course, you know, if he's spending more time playing what I call fireman than he is running his business, because what he's really doing is spending most of his day putting out the fires that are, you know, burning around him, I think those are the times to go talk to somebody about an alternative to keeping things at the status quo.
And that just basically comes down to poor management. And then you put a little icing on that cake by not recognizing that you're a poor manager. So, you know, people fear creditors, and how do you cope with those clients of yours that, you know, I don't want to talk to my creditors, I don't like to answer the phone, they avoid it. And I know that's a pretty bad thing. You should go ahead and, like Dale said, suck it up and face it. But how do you counsel people in that area?
Well, the interesting thing about the fear element of financial distress is it's based on what I call mythology. Most people absolutely have no clue what the real implication is of their not paying their debts when they come due. And their fear is that all kinds of horrible, drastic things are going to befall them that are simply not the reality, like debtor's prison.
Exactly.
I mean, you'd be surprised how many people think that, in fact, if they don't pay their credit card, the next thing that's going to happen is they're going to end up in prison. And we all know that that's not true. But you know, you'd be interested to see how many people really don't understand the implication of not paying their debt.
Well, what's the most horrible story you've seen in the financial distress counseling business there? I mean, I'm sure there's some bad ones.
The most horrible story that I've seen in the financial distress business. I think I'm seeing them on a regular basis now, and I'll tell you where that comes from. You know, 3-4 years ago, you could open up the Yellow Pages and you would see a series of lawyers who'd said they were real estate lawyers. And now, over the last couple of years, you open up those same Yellow Pages and all those guys are now bankruptcy lawyers and girls. And apologies to those of you out there who are in that category and who are doing a good job. But, you know, predominantly we're seeing that they really have no clue what they're doing. They're trying to make a living. And, you know, a lawyer can practice anything they want. So that is a horror story in the industry right now.
Absolutely. Well, the best way to get a hold of Julianne is you can go to their website at www.frankwhiteboyd.com. That's FrankWhiteBoyd, all one big long word. Or you can call them at 561-626-4700. Again, that's www.frankwhiteboyd.com. The phone number 561-626-4700. Julianne, thank you for joining us on the show today. It was a pleasure having you. And I think you're going to hang around for the second half, right? We have some other things to talk about.
I'm happy to do it, Alan, and thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. After the break, Reach Radio will spotlight our home of the week. And then we'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home, helping low to moderate income families achieve the American dream of home ownership. Don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no home.
You have a heart. You know what happened to your neighbors. The fear in the community. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their highly trained counselors. They're certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped many families stay in their homes, stabilizing the community, placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org or email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Call us at 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home. I know a place wrong. Ain't got no home. I know pays the wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy. If you're a new listener to Reach Radio, then you should know that we are here to help you achieve the American dream of home ownership. Something else we would like you to know is that Reach has a heart, and they put their money where their heart calls. So beginning today, Reach offers our listeners this challenge. For the next 60 days, Reach Radio will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 to be used for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. As part of the community, we are assisting Pastor Michelin in building that church so that he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquake that shook Haiti a couple of years ago. Part of the construction is completed, and with your financial assistance, Pastor Michelin will be able to finish the church before this Thanksgiving. So if you feel in the kind and giving mood, please send your gift to Paid to the Order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, 33410. That's Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. During this campaign, we will keep you up to date on Pastor Michelin's progress each and every Saturday until this Thanksgiving. So we're making a little bet here, folks, and we want to help out the folks down in Haiti. So we assist the people of Haiti and in South Florida. That's why Reach will be matching your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000. Let's send a special Thanksgiving gift to the hardest hit in Haiti. Send your gift Paid to the Order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of the Reach offices at 8409 Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens in Florida. Write for Haiti on the check. Every dollar goes to the mission along with the matching funds from Reach. So double your money, double the fun. Let's make this Thanksgiving one to remember for a needy community. That brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000. Now write that number down. This is a home that might be your home, and you'll need to call her to get the final information. That's Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. This home is located in Riviera Beach, Florida. It's a single-family home in the Church Circle subdivision with three bedrooms and one bath. The property has been totally renovated, has a brand new kitchen with granite countertops and a large carport that was converted into the third bedroom, making this property the perfect place for a growing family. Oh, did I tell you there's a large backyard filled with tons of fruit trees? That's a good thing to have down here in South Florida. Again, this is a Riviera Beach home. It's a single-family home in the Church Circle subdivision, three bedrooms, one bath. The property has been totally renovated, and if your family is looking for a home, then your next step is to call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information about this property, please call them at 561-351-8000. Reach Radio's second stage starts with real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our crack news director, Mort Ages. Then Julianne Frank rejoins us with some advice about keeping your family together through all sorts of stormy weather. Then Lisa Bond is locked and loaded with 12-gauge ants, and that's what's coming up next. But right now, it's time for our crack news director, Angry Mort. Mort is here to make your news clear as a bell. Angry Mort. Do we have an Angry Mort app? We're going to get rid of Angry Birds, well, and we'll have Angry Mort.
I'm not angry. Wait till the Mort minute for the angriness to come out.
All right.
I'm going to read the news headlines for South Florida. The first one is when the largest U.S. banks agreed to pay $25 billion last year to settle claims of abusive foreclosure practices, they promised to stop seizing homes from borrowers who had completed applications for mortgage help. Now, regulators say lenders may be flouting the spirit of the deal by repeatedly asking for additional paperwork from borrowers seeking home loan modifications and then foreclosing while treating the application as incomplete. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the court-appointed monitors of the 2012 foreclosure settlement are among those moving to tighten the oversight of the process known as dual tracking. when borrowers facing the loss of their homes are simultaneously negotiating changes in their loans, mortgage servicers who violate the rules and foreclose on the house could face sanctions, including fines of $1 million per infraction. Our next news story. New foreclosures plummeted 72% statewide in the month after the enactment of Florida's notorious fast-track foreclosure law, while the number of cleared cases increased minimally. In the first statewide report since the law went into effect July 1st, court administrators found just 4,300 new foreclosures were filed against Florida homeowners in July, down from a monthly average of 15,000 the previous year. The Office of the State Courts, which released a report late Friday, also measured 20,000 cleared cases among Florida's 20 circuit courts, less than 5% increase from the average Florida backlog. The Florida backlog currently stands at 313,000 cases, down 17% from June of 2012. Bank representatives said July's massive drops in new filings is just a matter of mortgage servicers and their lawyers getting up to speed on the new law, the first substantive foreclosure legislation to pass Florida since the housing crash. But foreclosure defense attorneys who ravaged against the law, arguing it would hasten possession while sacrificing homeowner rights, now believe the law poses fundamental problems for banks and will have to be amended for some foreclosures to move forward. Matt Wiedner, a St. Petersburg foreclosure defense attorney, said, "This was sold to our judges and the publics as a cure that all was going to help clear the docket. Wow, wait a minute. This is going to be a lot worse for them than for us." The next story. On the day Bernie Coleman lost his house, the day armed U.S. Marshals came to his door and ordered him off the property, he slumped in a folding chair across the street and watched the vestiges of a 76-year history hauled to the curb. Movers carted out his easy chair, his clothes, his TV. The next things were closest to his heart, his Marine Corps medals and photographs of his dead wife, Martha. The duplex in Northeast Washington that Coleman bought with cash 2 decades earlier was emptied and shuttered down. By sundown, he had nowhere to go. All because he didn't pay a $134 property tax bill. The retired Marine sergeant lost his house on that summer day 2 years ago through a tax lien sale, a program run by Washington, D.C. government that enlists private investors to help the city recover unpaid taxes. For decades, the district placed liens on properties when homeowners failed to pay their bills, then sold those liens at public auction to small investors who drew a profit by charging owners interest on top of the tax debt until the money was repaid and they could keep their house. But under the watch of local lenders, the program has morphed into a predatory system of debt collection for well-financed, out-of-town companies that turned $500 delinquencies into $5,000 debts, then foreclosed when the family couldn't pay. Our last news story. A federal agency court ruled that Wells Fargo must face lawsuits by homeowners who claim the largest U.S. lender refused to offer them permanent mortgage modifications for which they qualified. In a separate lawsuit in Massachusetts, homeowners accused Bank of America of the same problem of offering employees financial incentives to stall the foreclosure process. Wells Fargo said it had more than $352 million of loans under the HAMP program in a trial modification period of June, starting of June 30th. I think these banks are playing heads I win, tails you lose. And that's the local news. Back to our handsome host and housing jefe, Alan Mason. And I'm mad.
Thank you, Mort. I know you're mad. I would be mad if I was that Marine that got thrown on my house for a lousy tax deed.
Well, that's just one of the things I'm mad about.
You know, Google Texas and tax deeds and see what you get. There's a lot of things going on in the news right now about county employees taking advantage of foreclosed homes through the tax setup. And
yeah, there's a lot going on. And you know, you just have to be careful.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right, Matt. Mort, calm down a little bit. Don't be too mad, and we'll get back to you. Just as promised, joining us again is Julianne Frank. She's one of less than 200 attorneys in the United States who are nationally certified by the American Board of Certification in both consumer and business bankruptcy. Julianne, thanks for hanging around and speaking with us about this next subject, and it happens to be something you're degreed in, psychology. How in the world did you get to from law to a psychology, or are they both one and the same?
Interestingly, you don't have to have that kind of degree to do what I do, but I have to tell you, it has served me quite well, because it's not just financial ramifications that people incur when they're in the midst of this kind of problem. It's deep psychological issues. And so, you know, I'm not qualified to dispense clinical assistance, but I find myself sort of having to put them on a couch, the proverbial couch, and try to talk them off the proverbial ledge on many instances.
You graduated cum laude at Tulane University in 1977 with a degree in psychology. Did you get that before the law degree or after?
Yeah, before. I thought, you know, everybody and their brother is going and getting a political science degree to get into law school. What can I do to maybe make myself in a smaller pool of potential candidates? And somehow that paid off.
Wow. What induced you to study psychology in the first place?
Probably a lack of interest in anything else that I was seeing at the time when I got to college.
There you go. An honest answer. What else can you do? Well, I was going to ask you this, that law school and psychology are one and the same, but we sort of went over that. But what is it in the human genome that makes us act the way we act? I mean, we do some crazy stuff as people, you know, especially in our younger days, but we don't want to talk about those.
And I'm not sure I'm qualified to give you that answer, Alan. I've got a lot of credentials. I'm not sure any of them qualify me to tell you the answer to that one.
I don't think anyone could answer that question. I believe that we are what we are, and that'll be about the end of it, right? I'll tell you what, we've had a few people of the cloth on the show before, and we were kind of looking for guidance as how to scripturally help someone that's going through the loss of a home and a bankrupt, and there has to be like tons of finger pointing and I told you so and you did this and I did that, and what how do people cope? What's the best way to cope with a bankruptcy?
Well, you know, that is true. They come to us and you can just kind of feel the palpable tension of a marriage gone bad, and you can also get the sense that it's solely related to the financial stresses that have been in that household. So I think part of our mission is to say, look, those problems can be fixed. So I think you guys, you know, go home. We'll talk in greater detail about how we're going to fix those. But you guys need to have some introspection about whether your relationship is more important than the money issues. And if you decide that it is, then leave me with the financial problems and go home and fix the marital stuff.
That's a pretty smart way to look at it. But what about when kids are involved? Now, that's an entirely different story. Two people can get mad. The money's not right. It used to be here. I'm happy. It's not here. I'm not happy. Go away. But now there's kids involved. That's a totally different scenario, right?
Well, yeah. I guess, again, you know, the test there is how much of this stuff are you going to inflict on your kids? Should kids have to be exposed to your, you know, directly to your financial problems? It's probably almost impossible to keep that from them. But, you know, I think one of the things we say is, you know, put this in the hands of the professional and you guys go home and be the parents that you are and, you know, have the relationship that you do and, you know, hire the right people to fix the other problems.
Yeah, get the professional. Well, I know it's depending on the age of the child, you're certainly not going to sit down and have a conversation with your 4-year-old. But, you know, a 12 or a 13 or a 14-year-old, and you have a couple of kids in the home and they can see the stress between the mom and the dad. They see the financial collapse coming. They don't go to the movies as much as they used to. Is there any way that a parent could sit down with a teenager or a young adult and say, look, this is what's going on?
Yeah, and the interesting kind of offshoot to that, Alan, is that most people don't get into financial trouble through some kind of purposeful or malevolent behavior. It's usually circumstances beyond their control. And I think the best gift you can give your children when you are experiencing those kind of things is to sit with them and be honest and explain to them a little bit about how the world of finance and cash flow works and explain to them how you got into the trouble that you did and what you might have been able to do differently, if anything. I mean, this is a learning tool for your children, and I think they should then watch what you do to try to rise above it and get yourself out of it, because what better learning tool could there possibly be than to see the end of that story?
Absolutely. Are there any behavioral exercises that a couple could follow that would numb the pain of a foreclosure or a bankruptcy? Any practices?
Well, you know, I don't know that there's breathing exercises that you can do that are going to help you, but I certainly would say that, you know, when you're experiencing financial issues, most of what causes the fear and the stress is the fear of the unknown. So why not get yourself some education? Because there is no better salve to those kind of wounds than to have a clear understanding of, you know, what are the implications and what are the ways that we might be able to address these problems.
How do they separate the it's your fault, it's their fault, and that's usually that's the crack in the rock that, you know, splits a marriage. How do you avoid that?
Well, you know, I don't know that I can make a generalization about how people fix that, but I can tell you that in my history, it has been amazing how many times a wife or a husband will come in first into our conference room and explain to me that they have burdened this family with an immense amount of debt. And by the way, my spouse doesn't have any clue. And, you know, I think that that is kind of a symptom of what sometimes is the problem in households, is that, you know, marital couples just are not talking to each other about these things, and they're hiding these kind of things from each other. And that if you're a team and you've got a marriage, then you should try to deal with these issues, because the best way to deal with them is not to put your head in the sand. It's to just confront them head on.
Right. You have to sort of mentally separate the two. This is our love life. As Tina Turner once said, what's love got to do with it? Well, I think it's got a lot to do with it. So you keep that separate from your financial life.
Couldn't have said it better, Alan. That's exactly my adage.
Well, I had it written right here, so I had no choice. No, well, we are speaking with Julianne Frank. She is the senior shareholder in Frank White Boyd, a law firm in Palm Beach County, who exclusively concentrates in bankruptcy and financial distress planning. If you need to get a hold of them, their website is frankwhiteboyd.com. That's FrankWhiteBoyd, all one big long word, .com. Or their phone number is 561-626-4700. Julianne Frank, thank you so much for sharing your Saturday with our audience. Please come back and visit us again. Up next, Lisa Bond, the original Hurricane Prepper, with more ants than in attendance at the last I Love Lucy convention in Hollywood, California. Then Mort's Minute is full of angry stuff. So don't change that dial. Ain't got no home.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move? After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at REACH, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into that home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They are your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Check out the webpage at reachforhousing.org or call 561-491-1670.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
You're listening to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday. I know there's a lot of other things you could be doing, but, you know, we're having more fun than we can possibly have without getting crazy, I guess. And that's why our next guest has some information that you need to know, especially if you're crawling with ants. Lisa Bond is a lifelong Floridian, born and raised in South Florida. She's been dubbed the original Hurricane Prepper. And today, she is locked and loaded with, I'd like to call, a 12-gauge ant. Lisa Bond, welcome to Reach Radio once again.
Hi, Al. How are you?
What in the world's a 12-gauge ant, huh?
I don't know. You keep coming up with these things. I have to keep trying to answer.
It's a dead ant. That's what it
okay.
is. Dead ant, dead ant,
dead
ant,
ant. Dead ant, dead ant, dead ant. Okay.
All right. Where do they come from? Where do they go? I mean, we have more ants than Cotton Eye Joe, I guess. Where do they come from, other than the ground? What induces ants to come get us?
Well, there's so many different types, and Florida has an absolute plethora of species that we're dealing with here. One of the most species issues in the States, we've got crazy ants, carpenter ants, destructive trailing ants, harvester ants, ghost ants, imported red ants, rover ants, pharaoh ants, pyramid ants. We are just one of those places.
And don't forget about my Aunt Mary. No.
I don't know your Aunt Mary.
No, she's an ant.
Okay.
So we have more ants in South Florida than anywhere else in the country? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, we're warm and wet, which is conducive to bringing them in anyway. And unfortunately, we're also an importer, not only of other cultures, but other ants.
So. Well, how do they come in? I mean, we bring in a lot of foliage from other countries, flowers and things like that. Do they get into that? Do they get in that way?
They're not supposed to be able to. That's why everything gets held up in customs when you try to bring fruits or vegetation or anything like that. They try to make sure that you're bug-free before you cross the border. But they're just, you know, people have brought them in their cars or people have brought them in on their clothes or what have you.
So I guess we have the right climate and the right conditions for ants to infest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. How do we get rid of them? That's the big question.
Well, there's a few main ones. The destructive trailing ants and the ghost ants and pharaoh ants are really the most problems in people's homes. The rest of them are kind of outside.
A pharaoh ant?
It's called a pharaoh ant, yes.
Is it anything to do with Egypt? Or
no, not according to...
Are they covered with oil?
Oh, no. But those three types are the ones that you usually find in homes.
Right.
The destructive ants actually really like being in your walls. They eat fabric. They eat the insulation around the wiring. I mean, they really can do a lot of destruction. The ghost ants are the really tiny ones that everybody sees around their kitchen sinks and bathrooms and things of that nature.
Oh, there's another name for those. Yeah, we can't say that, can we?
No, you can't. No. And then the pharaoh ants are also in homes. They like cracks and crevices. You can find them in your sheets. You can find them in paper. They like the fats and the proteins, so you'll tend to find them. Those are the ones that tend to get into your boxes of food and things of that nature.
Oh, I know what. We can call them pee-pee ants.
It's okay.
So, well, does it cost a lot to get rid? I mean, is it just do you need a professional to come out?
Most of the ants, especially if they're in your home, there's different kinds of bait. A lot of times there's like a clear liquid. You just put a drop out and they carry it back and they kill each other off. Then you can have a professional come. If you do an outside perimeter spray, hopefully it keeps them from coming in the first place. But anytime there's a lot of rain and they have to get out of the ground, you end up with infestation in your house. And the other problem is if you have leaks in your house, that's why they really enjoy being in the bathroom and kitchen areas. They like the warm, wet places to run around in.
Yeah, I know some politicians like that. Too bad we don't have a spray for them, right? Are these chemicals dangerous? I mean, do you have to be really, really careful? I mean, these chemicals kill things.
Well,
so you'd want to be careful when you're handling those, right?
Well, they've got a lot of stuff out now that most of the exterminators are using that I think they come from dandelions or sunflowers or something. They're trying to get into the most all-natural control that they can. Not that they're not always laying down things to kill. A lot of times they're laying things down to keep them from coming. So they're just trying to deter them rather than, you know, spraying stuff that will be harmful to people and animals.
I know a place where you can go. They make these little tear-off squares, and you put a couple of drops out of the bottle on it. And I'll tell you, I've had a few of those little pee-pee ants in my kitchen. And, you know, you get the joy and thrill of thumbing them to the counter. You're dead next. But, you know, that's a pain, so the little poison seems to work.
Yeah, and that's pretty much kept out of the area. You need to make sure it's not around food or anything else, and it'll draw them to it. Most of the ants really, you know, people call the little ones sugar ants, and they're not. You'll find that they don't really bother with sweets. They like protein. They like meat. If you leave stuff in the sink, you know, you don't wash the dishes, you come back and the sink's full of ants, it's
right.
Because they're going after protein.
And that's the most aggravating thing, too, because people think, oh, I have ants in my house. My house is dirty. It doesn't have anything to do with that, does it?
No, not particularly.
Yeah, it's all about the water and the wet stuff that attracts them. Are there any signs of pre-infestation that we could watch for so that maybe we could prevent them from getting into the house in the first place?
Well, not actually. Unless you see them, you don't know. So there's not a pre-infestation situation here. But what basically happens if you start seeing them and start seeing trails of them, all of these are trailing ants. A lot of them scurry in different places. But at some point when they find what they're looking for, you'll find the trail.
Right.
So that's by the time you see the trail,
too late.
You need to do something about it. Yeah.
Right. You know what I do? I get that little square piece of paper and put that drop of poison on it, and then I look for the trail.
Right.
And, because I know you guys are coming and going back to the nest. And that's the key to these chemicals. They take that back to the nest. It kills the queen, and then everybody's upset. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. Yep.
And you already told us how many different types of ants that there are. Which one is the worst one?
Well, they're all pests. I mean, the red ants that everybody steps in the ant piles outside, I think they're the worst, but not in my house.
They bite. They bite you.
Yeah, they'll leave a pustule that's a nasty burn. Some people are highly allergic to them, but you know, to me, that's the worst. But that's outside; it's not inside.
Well, yeah. Well, they could be inside just with a step of the foot, right?
Yes.
So, what do we put on ant bites when you get one of those big nasty hurt? Ouch. Because I want to give some to Mort. He's mad, and see if we can't bring him down.
It really depends. There's some topical things that you can use: calamine lotion, caladryl lotion. You can. Some people use toothpaste because it dries it out and it seems to take away the sting. I mean, there's
holistic. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it really depends.
Yeah, brush. Hey, Lisa, thanks for joining us again on Reach Radio. Say hello to your aunt for me, would you?
Okay.
You know, if you want to get a hold of Lisa, you can call her on her cell phone at 561-867-5309 or check her out at www.reachforhousing.org. And that's all we have to say about ants for today. Let's just jump right into our seminar that's coming up. It's happening today at 2 o'clock. If you missed the 10 o'clock hour, then you can take a run over to the Reach headquarters and catch them for the 2 o'clock show, I guess we would call it that. So if you're looking for a home, you're tired of paying rent, look no further than Reach. We say you can be a homeowner again, even if the threat of foreclosure is lingering over your dreams of home ownership. FHA has a new program, one that will help you get into your own home, even if you've been turned down before. Here's the first step. You need to document your situation. Learn how to do that and much, much more by attending this special one-hour educational class from Reach. They are HUD-approved educators, and with FHA's guidance, you may be in your new home before you know it. That's right. No more waiting 2 or 3 years, for FHA is the grandfather of all housing-insured loans, and yes, they are at it again. They are helping you stabilize your family, your community, and your life. The number for Reach is toll-free at 885-487-3224. That's a little different than the old number. We have a toll-free number now to help you out. Call anywhere in the country at 855-487-855. And boy, I'm telling you, this is a heck of a day here. 855-487-3224. The last thing we want to do is give out the wrong phone number. We apologize for that. We'd like to invite you to meet the good folks at Reach at 2 o'clock today for a complete free explanation of this brand new FHA program. Reach offices are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. Look for that great big Reach sign hanging atop Suite 112. So if you're looking for a home, this is the program for you. The waiting is over. Your dreams are within Reach again. Call Reach right now, the number 855-487-3224, and remember to press 0 for the operator. Reach holds these FH classes at least once a month, so if you miss this one, call Reach, and they'll schedule one for you. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. Well, let's take a pause for the cause while our crack news director prepares for Mort's Angry Minute. We're in the final stages of Reach Radio Real Estate News and Opinion, brought to you by reachforhousing.org. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no hope.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights. Not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact one of their certified counselors today at 561-491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 561 461- 491-1670 or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. Call 561-491-1670. Email housing@reachforhousing.org.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, with something the good folks at Reach would like you to know. As we mentioned in the first half of the show, starting today, Reach offers our listeners this challenge. For the next 60 days, Reach will match your donations dollar for dollar up to $5,000 to be used for the construction of the Triumph Haitian Mission Church in Haiti. We are assisting Pastor Michelin in building that church so he may assist those hardest hit during the earthquakes that shook Haiti a couple of years ago. Part of the construction is complete, and with our financial assistance, Pastor Michelin will be able to finish the church before this Thanksgiving. So send your gift paid to the order of Triumph Haitian Mission in care of Reach at 8409 North Military Trail, Palm Beach Gardens. For more information about the Triumph Haitian Mission Church, log on to our website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. And we can send those folks some help and have a nice Thanksgiving. And now it's time for Mort's Minute, the rant of the day. What's on your mind, oh humble ranter?
Okay, well, this is Mort Ages with the Mort Minute. I'm pretty mad because every time I look at the news, every time I turn up something, especially when I'm looking for the news, the banks seem to be scamming us again. The need to fabricate or fraudulently alter mortgage assignment documentation provides compelling evidence that in many cases, titles to the mortgages backing the certificates were never properly or timely transferred. The banks are playing with our mortgages. This fact is confirmed by an investigation conducted by plaintiffs in a lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase, when a group of defendants investigated the handling of 274 mortgages transferred to J.P. Morgan Chase Trust. They found that 66 of the loans were never transferred. Several other loans were transferred to other entities, and the remainder of the loans, 140, were transferred, but after the three-month limit. I'm sure that J.P. Morgan Chase is not the only bank playing with our mortgages, playing with our money. Well, I feel that every single one of the large financial institutions deserves to be closed and dissolved. Their officers imprisoned and every single one of the regulators involved, including the federal government, the SEC, OTS, OCC, and all those other alphabets, should be thrown in the same gulag. Fed stale bread, rancid water, and then eaten by wild hogs. And that's my opinion.
Oh,
Mort is mad. These banks are playing with us, they're playing with our mortgages, and they're playing with our money. And that's the Mort Minute.
By golly, Mort, you are mad. Folks, that's all the time left to us. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank you for stopping by. We'll be back next Saturday from noon to one. We're having fun helping kids.
I know phase wrong. I'm a lonely boy.